We're talking about salvation from sin. And as we look at this subject, we have found that we are saved by the grace of God, but not by grace alone. We are saved by faith. The Bible plainly teaches this. But we are not saved by faith alone. The Bible plainly teaches us in James 2, verse 24. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Again, that is James 2, verse 24. Now, in this lesson, we want to look at three cases of people who believed, but who were not saved. And the first passage that we're going to look at is in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and we're going to begin with verse 30. The Bible says in John 8, verse 30, "And as he spake these words, many believed on him." This is Jesus speaking, and he's talking with these Jews. The Bible teaches us in verse 30 that as he was speaking these words, many believed on him. So there is absolutely no question about what the Bible says here. Did these people believe on Jesus? And the answer is yes. We find again in verse 31 that the Bible says this the second time. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him." So in verse 30, the Bible says many believed on him. And then again in verse 31, so that there's no question about this. The Bible repeats the fact that they believed on him. The scriptures say, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him." So here we have the fact, first of all, that these people believed on him. Now the question is, were they saved? Were these people who believed on Jesus saved? Notice in verse 31, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." In other words, if you want to really be my disciples, then you have to continue in my word. It's not something that you do one time and then you're set for life. And in verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, these people didn't appreciate what Jesus said in verse 32 because he talked about being made free. And so they argued with him. And they told him that they were the children of Abraham, that is, the descendants of Abraham. Well, Jesus told them, as he argues back with them, that they were not acting like the children of Abraham, that they were not really the spiritual descendants of Abraham. Now, as far as the physical part was concerned, as far as being fleshly descendants of Abraham was concerned, yes, they were. But they were not the spiritual descendants of Abraham because, of course, of the way that they were acting and the way that they were treating Jesus. So Jesus tells them in verse 42, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me." So he tells them here, you are not the true children of Abraham, and you're not really children of God. But in verse 43, they weren't listening to Jesus. You see, the problem with many of these Jews is the same problem that we have today. And that is, there are many people that are just not going to listen to the Bible. There are many people that are just stubborn. Their minds are made up, their hearts are hardened, and they're not going to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus ran into this problem, and we're going to find it today. The Bible says in verse 43 that Jesus looked at these Jews, and he said, "Why do you not understand my speech? Why do you not understand what I'm trying to tell you here? Even because you cannot hear my word. It's because you're not listening to what I'm saying." So the Bible shows that they had a hardened heart and they were not listening to anything that Jesus really said. Now I want you to notice verse 44, and I want you to go back to this question. The question is, were these people saved? We don't have to ask the question, did they believe in Jesus? Because the Bible says two times in verse 30 and 31 that they believed on him. They believed on Jesus. There's no question about that. There's no debate there. So the only question then is, were these people who believed in Jesus saved, or were they lost? Well, let's read verse 44, and we're going to get our answer. You are of your father, the devil. That answers the question, folks, because they were not really the children of God. They were the children of the devil. If a man is a child of the devil, that means he's lost. If these people were children of the devil, that means they were lost. They were not saved. Saved people are not children of the devil. They're children of God. So here we have the first example then in the Bible that we're looking at today of some believers who were lost. And this example shows that salvation is not by faith only. These people believed on Jesus, and yet they were children of the devil, verse 44. And as you look down at verse 47, Jesus told them even further, "He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God." Here are believers in Jesus who were not of God and were children of the devil. Now let's go to example number 2, and this is in John chapter 12. John chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 42 and 43. John 12, 42 and 43. Again, the question is, are all believers saved? In John chapter 12, verse 42, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him." Now, these rulers are not government rulers. They're not in the Roman government. These are rulers of synagogues. They are called chief rulers because they're prominent, because they're powerful, maybe because of the size or at least the influence of the synagogue that they belong to. These were influential Jewish men. And the Bible says among these chief rulers, many, not just a few, but many believed on Jesus. So here we have the Bible saying again that there were Jews who believed in Jesus. Now, according to the way that many people look at the Bible today, these people were saved. They were automatically saved because the doctrine that is believed and taught today is as long as you believe in Jesus, you're saved. You don't have to do anything else. As a matter of fact, there's nothing you can do to be lost. There's nothing you can do to be saved. All that is necessary is your faith in Jesus. All that is required is believing in Jesus. Well, these people believed in Jesus, but they were not saved. And we know that because of what the rest of the verse says. The Bible says in John 12, 42, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him." Now, what did Jesus say about confessing him? He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, "Whoever therefore will confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, I will deny him before my Father which is in heaven." So is confessing Christ necessary to our salvation? Absolutely. The Bible also teaches this in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. So here in John chapter 12, verse 42, many of these Jewish leaders believed on Jesus, but they would not confess him. And the Bible tells us that they would not confess him because of the Pharisees, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. You see, the opposition to Jesus Christ was so great that eventually it reached the point to where if you believed in Jesus and you said anything about that, if you confessed Jesus, they would put you out of the synagogue. Now, if you want to put down a verse or go back and look at this, John 9, verse 22 says that they had already agreed that if any man did confess that he was the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. John 9, verse 22. So these chief rulers, in their heart said, "Well, he's the Christ." In their mind, they admitted it. but they wouldn't say it out loud because they didn't want to be put out of the synagogue. And in verse 43, the Bible gives us even more information about their motive, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. They knew the truth. They knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, and they believed it, but they wanted the acceptance of men more than the acceptance of God. And there are people like that today. They know the truth in their mind. They know what the Bible teaches in their heart, but they're not going to admit it because it is going to separate them from some of their friends and family members and other people that they want to be accepted by. So again, we ask two questions. Did these people believe on Jesus? And the answer is yes, they believed on Jesus. And the second question is, were they saved? And the answer is no. Here were believers that were lost. Now, example number three. Example number three comes from Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26, and we're going to begin reading in verse 26. Now, this is Paul as he is appearing before King Agrippa. And after he has shared with Agrippa his own personal conversion and his apostleship, the Bible tells us in Acts 26, verse 26, that Paul, talking about and talking to the king, said these words, "For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner." Agrippa knew about Jesus of Nazareth. He knew that Pilate had him executed, and he knew some things about the Jewish religion. He knew some things about the prophets. Verse 27 says, "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets?" That is, the Old Testament prophets who prophesied of the Messiah. Paul said, "I know that you believe. I know that you believe what the prophets said about the Messiah, and I know that you believe that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of those Old Testament prophecies." So King Agrippa then is an example of somebody that believed. That's Acts 26, verse 27. Now the question is, was he a Christian? Was he saved? And the answer is no. Sadly, the answer is no. Because in verse 28, the Bible says, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Well, almost is not good enough, is it? Almost is not the same as doing it. So here again is another example of what we're talking about. And there's no getting around the facts. He believed, that's verse 27, and yet he was not saved, verse 28. Faith alone does not save. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26 teaches this, and we've looked at three examples that show this to be true.